صلوات على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعجل فرجهم.
أكبر سورة الفاتحة. صلوات پڑھیں بآواز بلند.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله كما هو أهل والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وخاتم النبيين أبي القاسم محمد. الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
سب ملكن دعاء امام الزمان.
الهي عزم البلاء وبرح الخفاء وانكشف الغطاء وانقطع الرجاء وزاقت السماء وأنت المستعان وإليك المشتكى وعليك المعول في الشدة والرخاء. اللهم صل على محمد الذين فرضت علينا طاعتهم وعرفتنا بذلك منزلتهم ففرج عنا بحقهم فرجا عاجلا قريبا. كلمة الفصر يا يا محمد يا علي يا علي
يا محمد
يا محمد يا علي يا علي يا محمد اكفياني فإنكما كافيان وانصراني فإنكما ناصران. يا مولانا يا صاحب الزمان. الله الله الله. أدركني أدركني الساعة 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 العجل 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 يا أرحم الراحمين بحق محمد وآل الطاهرين.
محمد وآل محمد. صلى الله عليه وسلم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
إن شاء الله today the musibat will be in Urdu. إن شاء الله. بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين recite الله والصلاة
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعجل فرجه. Dear brothers and sisters, as we are talking about the rahmat, about the mercy of Prophet peace be upon him since last few nights, that Prophet peace be upon him is mercy, he is rahma, he is rahmatan lil alameen. And we are also talking that in the same way as our Prophet is rahmatan lil alameen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib is also rahmatan lil alameen. Because the Prophet said, our first one is Muhammad, our last one is Muhammad, we all are Muhammad. So if Muhammadun al-Mustafa is rahmatan lil alameen, the same way Aliyun al-Murtada is also rahmatan lil alameen. And yesterday I mentioned one of the lovely history proofs that Prophet is also seeking help in the name of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib also mercy, he is mercy for me, for you, for us, for all the humans. He is also mercy for rahmatan lil alameen. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib is rahmat for rahmatan lil alameen. And this lovely point that even Prophet, yesterday we heard that historical proof that even Prophet, peace be upon him, when he seeks help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he seeks help in the name of Ali ibn Abi Talib. He says, Allahumma irham alayya bihaqqi Ali. Now, another proof, another historical proof that Prophet, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib is mercy for Prophet and even for angels, for Malaika. It's a very lovely story written in many books that once Jibra'il came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, he was sitting with the Prophet and talking with the Prophet. Suddenly a young man passed by Jibra'il. Jibra'il stood up. He stood up in the respect of that young man. The young man went, and after a few while the same young man came back to see the Prophet. And who was this young man? He was Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. Again Jibra'il stood up in respect of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. Now the Prophet knew why he is standing up for the respect of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. But Prophet wanted us to know. Prophet asked Jibra'il, oh Jibra'il, why are you standing for this young man? Why are you standing for Ali ibn Abi Talib? Jibra'il said, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Rasulallah, Ali ibn Abi Talib is my helper. Ya Rasulallah, Ali ibn Abi Talib is my savior. Ya Rasulallah, innahu lahu alayya haqqu ta'aleem. He is my teacher. Allahu Akbar. Ya Rasulallah, Ali ibn Abi Talib is my teacher. Ali ibn Abi Talib is the teacher of master of the angels. Prophet knew, but he asked Jibra'il, oh Jibra'il, how Imam Ali became your teacher? Now it's very lovely. Jibra'il said, Ya Rasulallah, when Allah created me, when Allah made me, He asked me, Ya Malak, O angel, tell me, what is your name and who are you? And what is my name and who am I? Jibra'il said, I didn't know anything. I didn't know what to say. I said, I'm, you are you. Ana, ana, anta, anta. He said, Allah again asked me, Man ana wa masmi wa man anta wa masmuk. Who am I and what's my name? And who are you and what's your name? Jibra'il said, oh Prophet, now I was in the problem. Now I was in the trouble. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say to God. Suddenly in this problem I saw fahadar hadha shabu min alam al-anwar. When I was in the problem, when I was in the trouble, this young man came, فَعَلَّمَنِي الْجَبَابِ, and he taught me the answer, said, don't talk with Allah in this way, you are you and I'm I. Rather say, أَنْتَ رَبٌّ جَلِيلٌ وَاسْمُكَ الْجَلِيلُ وَأَنَا عَبْدٌ ذَلِيلٌ وَاسْمِي جِبْرَائِيلُ. You are great God and your name is Jalil, and I am your servant, my name is Jibra'il. Allahu Akbar. He's also helper of Jibra'il. I remember, again, I want to tell you a poem in Urdu. That poet is saying, whenever you had any problem, whenever you faced any problem, don't worry. Har dard ke labo pe saja hai dawa ka naam. Tawajjuh.
ہر درد کے لبوں پہ سجا ہے دوا کا نام، حاجت سے پوچھ لے کبھی حاجت روا کا نام، حاجت سے پوچھ لے کبھی حاجت روا کا نام، گر تجھ کو یقین ہو تو آزما کے دیکھ، مشکل کی موت ہے میرے مشکل کشا کا نام۔ صلی علی محمد و آل محمد و عجل فرجم۔ If it was Urdu speech, somebody would have definitely said نعرہ حیدری۔ Okay, although we are speaking in English, but you don't forget Nara Hedri and these kind of great things which we alhamdulillah have. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa
ajjil farajhum. So you saw that Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib is mercy for the entire world. He is also mercy for the most merciful person of this world, for the Prophet too, for the angels too. And every day we are talking and asking help from this merciful Imam. We are saying, oh my master, you gave knowledge to Jibreel, please give us knowledge too. He taught Jibreel how to talk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh my master, oh Ali ibn Abi Talib, teach us too how to live, how to do good actions, and how to save ourselves from bad actions. To alaykum as-salam. To live good life, to live successful life. Now Imam Ali and Ahlul Bayt, all the saints are teaching us that pay attention, your actions are very important in your life. Your actions are making your future. If you have good action, you have good future. If you have bad action, you have bad future. And we've been talking that although sometime we know that our actions are dangerous, we are again committing the same action. What is the reason? Yesterday we talked that is ghafla. At the first time, we don't know that this action is destroying our life. I'm doing an action, I'm doing a deed, and I don't know this action is going to destroy my life. So I'm doing it. This is because of jahala, because of ignorance. But the second stage, I know that this action or this deed is going to destroy my life. But again, I'm doing it. Like I gave the example of smoking. They know that this is dangerous for me. Or alcohol. They know that this is spoiling our kidney, liver, heart, and all many other problems causing for us. Still they're drinking alcohol. The reason? Ghafla. They are ghafil, negligent, heedless. They know that this is dangerous, they're still doing. And yesterday we talked that ghaflat is very dangerous. Being negligent is very dangerous. You know this is dangerous for you. You know this is bad for you, but you are ghafil. You are negligent. You are heedless. And as I told you, there are four kinds of ghafla. One of them, al-ghaflatu anil adu. You are negligent about your enemy. You are heedless about your enemy. And yesterday I told you we have three enemies. I shared with you that we have three enemies: Shaytan, Aduwwu Mubin, Nafsi Ammara, Inna Nafsa Al-Ammaratum Bissu, and this world, if we were attached to this world. This was the summary of yesterday's lecture. Now from today, inshallah, today we are going to mention the other three kinds of the ghafla. I told you there are four kinds of ghafla. As there were two kinds of jahl, jahl basit, and jahl murakkab, there are four kinds of ghafla. One, al-ghaflatu anil adu, you are negligent about your enemy. The second, al-ghaflatu anil umr, you are negligent about your life. Very important. Sometimes we are negligent about our life, and that's why we are losing our good future in this world and in hereafter. Allah is saying, never be negligent of your life. You know, your life is not like animals. My life is not like animals. Sometimes some people think that our life is like animals. Just we come in this world, eat, drink, sleep, and have sexual things, and you know, these kind of things like animals. No, brothers and sisters, we are human beings. Allah is saying, you are ashraful makhluqa. You are the best of the creatures. Your life is not only eating, drinking, and sleeping, and doing all those things which animals are doing. You should do something more important, not just live like animals. You know, most of the time we see that many people live for 100 years, and when they die, they have done nothing. Neither for themselves, neither for their family, neither for Islam. And sometimes we see many scholars, they just live for 50 years or 60 years, and just in 60 years of their life, they wrote 100 books for Islam. Ayatullah Majlisi, he just, one of his books is more than 100 volumes. Bihar al-Anwar. You know, they've done such a great things in their life. Allah has created us for great purposes, not just for eating. You know, most of the people, they're just every time thinking about their food.
Allah said fast in the month of Ramadan, and they fast, alhamdulillah. But 24 hours, you know, in the fasting, during fasting, they think, Aaj raat ko kya khaye? Tonight we'll eat pakore, tonight we'll eat biryani, tonight we'll eat... You know, they keep thinking about eating food. Allah is saying, fast not for just thinking about food. Allah is saying, fast to think about poor people who fast for maybe 2-3 days because they don't have anything to eat. Allahu Akbar. Don't want to be negligent of your life. Your life is very important. You can also do something very important in your life. Okay, you say, well, how can I write 100 books? No problem. Many of you know French, many of you know English, and Urdu or Arabic and Persian. So what can you do? You write for, translate for example, 100 books from Farsi to French. Translate 100 books from, for example, Arabic to French. You know Arabic and you know French, you know Urdu and you know French. There are many books in Urdu, for example, because most of the books have been written in Arabic and Persian. Well, alhamdulillah, many have been translated in Urdu, but in French we don't have many books. And the same thing in English. So for example, you know English, you know French. Start writing. You are 20 years old, you are 30 years old, you are 40 years old. Make a target. I'll not waste my life. I'll from now, inshallah, decide that I'll translate, for example, 20 books in English, in French, or in German, any language you know. Don't waste your life. Don't be negligent of your life. And only by one book of your, if one person was guided, Allah is saying, وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَ فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَتْ نَاسَ جَمِيعًا. If you guide one person, it is as though you have guided the whole universe. You translate just one book, and it doesn't take a lot of time. It's not more, maybe every year you could translate one book, because you are too busy, you have other works to do. Every year you translate one book, if you live for 30 years, you translate 30 books. Alhamdulillah. Allah is saying, don't be negligent of your life. Al-ghaflatu anil umur. Many people are negligent of their life. That's why they're losing their future. Good future in this life and also in hereafter. This was the second kind of ghafla. And Allah is saying, many people are ghafil in this world of their life. And they don't understand. An-nasu niyamun. They are asleep. They are asleep. And they get up when Malakul Maud comes. At that time they say, رَبِّ ارْجِعُونِي لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا. Let me go back so I could do good deeds for my akhirah. But at that time they'll get the reply, Kalla, we gave you 60 years, we gave you 70 years, what did you do? You were negligent of your life, that's why you vested your future in this world and hereafter. The third kind of ghafla, the third kind of negligence, what is that? That is also very, very important. Most of the time we are ghafil. Ghafil from what? Ghafil from our death. We are ghafil, we think that we don't want to die. You know, Imam is saying, Ahlul Bayt are informing us that don't remain ghafil every time. Think that you might die in 1 hour, you might die in 1 day, you might die in 1 week. And if you think that I might die, you know, within a few hours or within a few days, so you'll struggle more for this world too. For example, you have very small children. You'll think about them, oh, if I die tomorrow or day after tomorrow, what I have left for my children. And also you will think for your akhirah. You will say, what have I prepared for my akhirah? What have I for my qabr, for my grave? Allahu Akbar. Unfortunately, we don't have anything for our grave. You know, we have many narrations that grave calls human beings. Oh, human beings, all those people who live in big houses, I am very small. Bring something with yourself to enlarge the grave. I don't have light. I'm full of darkness. Bring light with yourself. What is the light? Ahlul Bayt are informing us. Salatul Layl is Nurun lil Qabr. Midnight prayer is light for your grave. Allahu Akbar. The grave calls us every day and we don't listen because we are deaf because of committing sins. Grave is calling us every day and saying, oh people, I'm house of scorpions and snakes. If just one scorpion comes in your house, you could not sleep until you killed that scorpion. But I'm full of scorpions. I'm full of snakes. If you want to be saved from scorpions and snakes, come with tawbah. Come with repentance. I don't have mattress. I don't have bed. If you want to bring beds, do a'mal salihah. Commit good deeds. Stay far from bad deeds. But we are ghafil from death. We think as though we don't want to die. We live in this world as though, you know, this is our eternal life. Allah is saying no. Yesterday, as I told you, this is a hotel for you and me. As we can see, my grandfather was in this world. He passed away. Many people lost their parents. They've seen that, you know, their parents passed away, their grandparents passed away, and once I will also die. But we are ghafil. we are negligent of our dead. Allah is saying, don't be negligent of your dead. This is very dangerous. This is very, very dangerous. If you are negligent, you could be destroyed. Your life, this life, your future here, and your future in hereafter is destroyed. It's very dangerous. And the fourth kind of negligent, inshallah, I'll tell you about it tomorrow because time is too short. Now, let's seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, save us from negligence. Save us from ghafla. Save us from negligence. And help us that we could make, perform good actions and stay far from bad actions. Every day we are also talking a little bit about good actions, about bad actions, excuse me, about dangerous actions, about those actions which could destroy our life. And inshallah, if we had time, we'll also talk about good actions which could make our life. As I told you, there are 30 to 40 actions which could destroy our life. One of them which we talked about the first night, the Shahadat of Bibi Khadija salamullahi alayha, that was qatl, murder, suicide, and abortion. The second bad action which could destroy our life, we talked about it yesterday night, and that was alcohol. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Wa ajjil farajah. That was alcohol. I told you alcohol is very dangerous. It could destroy your life. Even if you don't drink, Imams are informing us, Ahlul Bayt are informing us, even if you don't drink alcohol, if you just sit on the table on which alcohol is served, again you are the cursed one. Allahu Akbar. And a very new research that any person who drinks alcohol, his three progenies are being infected because of his drinking alcohol. You drink alcohol today, somebody drinks alcohol today, his three progenies are being infected. Allahu Akbar. It's very dangerous. Now today, just a little bit, I want to talk about another sin, another action, another deed, which is very dangerous. And maybe, I don't know, I wish not, maybe most of us are doing this bad deed. This bad deed is so dangerous that it could make us mushrik. We are thinking we are Muslim, but because we are committing this deed, we will die like mushrikeen. Allahu Akbar. It is such a dangerous sin that our namaz, our prayers will be rejected. Allahu, what is this sin? It is such a great sin. If we commit this sin, if we do this deed, if we do this action, Allah will curse us. If we do this action, angels will curse us. It is such a great, such a dangerous deed and action that if any of us commits this deed, action, and sin, his life will be decreased. His 30 years life will be changed to 3 years. Allahu Akbar. What is this great sin? What is this bad deed? What is this bad action which can decrease my life, which can make me a cursed one, which can make me mushrik? Allahu Akbar. And the most important, if any of us commits this sin, commits this action, this deed, his own children will not respect him. His own children will insult him. What is this sin? What is this deed? What is this action? Prophet is saying, if you look to your parents angrily, so your prayers are rejected. Allahu Akbar. Just, you know, sometimes you think, oh dad, you know, just doing like this. If you look towards your parents angrily, your actions are rejected. Your prayers are rejected. If you look angrily to your parents, to your pacho, yeah? In French, what do you say? Pacho. If you look angrily to your pachon. I'm learning French, so I said let's practice it here too. It's very dangerous sin that if you look towards your parents in anger, Allah will reject your prayers. Allahu Akbar. No, even more than this, Prophet is saying there are two great sins which are unforgivable. One is shirk, alaykum assalam. One is shirk. The second sin is being disobedient to your parents. If you disobey your parents, so you are equal to mushrik according to this narration. The person who is disobeying his parents, according to this narration of Prophet, he is equal to mushrik. Okay, sometimes maybe some parents ask you to disobey Allah. At that time, you have to disobey your parents. Because we are obeying our parents because of the order of Allah. And if our parents ask us to disobey Allah, then we have to obey Allah and disobey our parents. So pay attention. This is very important for this society. Because most of the time in this society, we are not being taught to respect our parents. I don't know about here, but in most of the Western countries, the first thing the child goes to the school, what do they tell him? If your father hits you, call the police, this is the number of police. Okay, the father is not allowed to hit his son. It's haram. The father is not allowed to hit his son. But it doesn't mean that if he made a mistake, the son calls the police, my father is hitting me. This is disrespect to your parents. Allah Akbar. If you disrespect to your parents, you become mushrik and your prayers will be rejected. If you disobey your parents, Allah will curse you, angels will curse you, and you will not die like a Muslim. And Islam is giving very great importance to your parents. Islam is saying, if except Allah, Allah would have ordered anybody else to be in sajda to him, Allah would have ordered you to do sajda to your parents. Except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah would have ordered to do sajda to anybody else, he was your father and mother. Allahu Akbar. This is what Islam is teaching us. Inshallah, if we had time, we'll talk a little bit more about this subject tomorrow. Otherwise, we'll talk inshallah some other time. So remember, this is one of those actions which could destroy our future. If any of us is disobeying our parents, disrespecting, and insulting or looking even angrily towards them, he is becoming mushrik. He is losing his sawab of prayer, reward of his prayers, and all other punishments which I told you. Now, because time is too short, in 10 minutes time is time of azan today, I apologize. Arabic brothers today will not speak in Arabic, if you don't mind inshallah. And because I promised the brothers to recite the musibah in Urdu, so inshallah, 5 minutes musibah inshallah in Urdu. Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
عزیزم ہر انسان اپنے آپ کو دیکھے کتنے گناہ کیے ہم نے کتنی مخالفت کی ہے اللہ کی شعر سنیے گا شاعر کہتا ہے الہی بندے یہ شرمند حضر من آن که عهدم را شکست میرے اللہ و میں نے بار بار توبہ کی مگر پھر میں نے اپنی توبہ توڑ دی بعض کی عمر 20 سال ہے بعض 30 سال بعض 60-70 سال یعنی زندگی میں 70 رمضان آئے 70 رمضان میں میں نے کہا یا غفار اللہ بخش دے مجھے بے بے بار بار وعدہ کیا پھر میں توبہ نہیں توڑوں گا مگر پھر میں نے گناہ کر کے توبہ توڑ دی اللہ کتنا بدبخت ہوں میں میرے اللہ لیکن خدا اگر چه یک جهان تقصیر دارم، ولی بر لطف تو امید دارم. یه بات سچه که من بہت گناہ کیے، بڑا گناہگاروں، لیکن تیری رحمت پہ امید وارو. سب مل کے یا غفار، جو بابا کے بعد رو رو کے کہتی تھی بابا میرے مظلوم، بابا 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 تیرے بعد زارا نے اتنی مصیبتیں دیکھی، اگر پہاڑوں پہ پڑتی پہاڑ سر میں بدل جاتے. عزیزو بیوی زہرا نے بڑی مصیبتیں دیکھی، بس ایک روایت اور زحمت تمام. حضرت بلال رسول کے صحابی رسول کی رحلت کے بعد مدینے میں نہ رہ سکے، مدینے سے باہر چلے گئے. ایک دن حضرت بلال نے خواب میں اللہ کے رسول کو روتا ہوا دیکھا. بلال حیران ہو گئے، یا رسول اللہ کیوں گریا کر رہے ہیں، کیوں رو رہے ہیں؟ رسول خدا نے روتی ہوئی آنکھوں سے کہا، بلال تو نے بھی زہرا کو چھوڑ دیا، ہائے دنیا دشمن ہو گئی ہے. بلال کو کچھ سمجھ میں نہیں آیا، صبح اٹھا سیدھا مدینہ چلا گیا. بی بی زہرا کے گھر کا پتہ معلوم تھا، سیدھا بی بی کے دروازے پہ آیا. عزیزو سنو گے، جب دروازے پہ پہنچا کیا دیکھا؟ دروازہ جلا ہوا، سمجھا شاید کہیں غلط آ گیا ہوں. مومنین سے پوچھا، کہاں ہے زہرا کا دروازہ؟ کہا، یہی جلا ہوا دروازہ مظلومہ زہرا. بلال کانپنے لگا، کانپتے ہوئے دروازے پہ دستک دی. حضرت فضا تشریف لائیں، بلال نے کہا، بلالو. بلال کا نام سننا تھا، فضا کی چیخیں بلند ہوئیں، بلال اب آیا؟ کہاں تھے جب ظالموں نے دروازہ جلایا؟ کہاں تھے جب ظالموں نے ظلم و ستم کیا؟ بلال کو کچھ سمجھ میں نہیں آیا. بلال نے پوچھا، فضا بچا کیا ہوا؟ حضرت فضا مصائب سناتی ہیں. حضرت فضا کہتی ہیں، بلال تمہیں یاد آئے نا جب تو تازہ مسلمان ہوا تھا، ظالم تجھے تازیانے مارتے تھے. بلال نے کہا، یاد ہے، مگر فضا کیا کہنا چاہتی ہو؟ حضرت فضا کہتی ہیں، بلال جب تو تازہ مسلمان ہوا تھا، ظالموں نے تیرے سینے پہ پتھر رکھا تھا. بلال تیری پسلیاں ٹوٹی تھی نا. بلال نے کہا، فضا کیا کہنا چاہتی ہو؟ فضا نے روکے کہا، بلال زہرا کی پسلیاں ظالموں نے شہید کر دی. میرے اللہ بحق بی بی زہرا،
بحق مظلومیت بی بی فاطمہ ہماری ساری دعائیں قبول فرما ہم سب کے سارے گناہ بخش دے گے دنیا اور آخرت میں سب کو کامیابی عطا فرما امام زمانہ کا جلد سے جلد ظہور فرما ہم کو اچھے اعمال کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما جہالت اور غفلت سے ہم سب کو نجات عطا فرما اپنے مرحومین کے لیے ہمارے مرحومین کے لیے مرتبہ سورۃ الفاتحہ ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم